If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Exciting new way to put your skills to work. Explore new career options in the fintech industry at
Finance.
Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, a 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Carson put together an incredible day at practice the other day. And also with that, can you imagine the guy that can get that practice together and is also in charge of Currency? That's incredible. And also he runs 1890 on the side, which is also is not a side job, is a full-time job. That's the kind of people that are at Sand Hills Global, and that's what you can be, Jake, if you decide to put your resume in and apply to Currency and you'll have a chance to have also 7 weeks of vacation.
I like that.
A remarkable plan that would be so awesome like that. I tell you, I admire the Peds, what they're doing out there. They're remarkable. Thank you, Carson. Like I said, and he has a lifetime plan for you. This is where you're going to be in 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Carson Schottenheimer has it all laid out for you because he's the coach.
I think he kind of liked the Schottenheimer thing. You know, his name's Carson Schott. We all know that. But I think he's fallen into the Schottenheimer. I think he likes it.
Because he's the coach.
He's the guru.
Yeah, he is. Thank you.
He calls the plays.
Yeah, that's that. He called plays. He scored a touchdown. He scored a touchdown in the northeast corner of the end zone.
Toe tap?
Well, he elevated and toe tapped. Elevated, toe tapped.
Wow.
Brought it in. It's not easy to do.
So what was it?
Unbalanced line.
You say, what was it? Tackle something?
They lined him up at tackle because they moved the tackle over. So he's still the end man of the line. So he's still.
Okay.
And so is
tackle eligible.
Yeah. So it caused some confusion with the defense. Carson sneaks out. Dukes hit him, right? Is that right?
Yeah, Kurt Dukes. That's right.
So Carson's that old?
Yeah, hit it with Kurt.
He played with Dukes?
Don't call him old.
Played with Dukes. I mean,
he's old.
Okay.
Dukes is
well,
old.
You said it.
He said Dukes dropped a dime on him, and then he said then mayhem broke out.
God dang.
Oh, yeah. He said the practice was stopped.
Kurt Dukes. That's going back a ways. Yeah.
They stopped practice to honor
You know
Carson.
It was Dukes.
He spiked the ball.
He spiked the ball.
He said he spiked it.
He knew. Yeah, he knew.
Who's here?
Farley's here. You already missed Song of the Day, Farley. You're late.
He wouldn't like today.
I know.
So.
He went with a tank top today.
Yes. Yes.
A lot of skin showing. A lot of skin, Farley.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
A little bit too much.
Thank you, Carson.
It's off Farley's the dress code lifting. Here.
Yeah. Would you guys freak out if I wore a tank top?
I wouldn't know what to do. I'd be
lose
stunned
it.
And silenced probably.
A tank top, I would absolutely lose it.
You guys don't handle the wind pants very well. You wouldn't handle the tank top very
if you
well.
Went both. If you came in here with a tank top on and wind pants, not just wind pants, the wind pants.
Well, you also wore shorts recently, which threw us for a loop also.
Yeah, you had short pants on one day. That didn't throw me too much, but they were very stylish.
Yeah, they were.
They were very Lululemon type of shorts.
They're Target shorts.
They're very nice.
Thank you. I wore them again. Yes.
We did hear from Wet Blanket during the break.
Oh, the blanket. Great.
Yeah, what WP.
Did he say? He's very well respected.
This is about the previous segment about impatient fan bases. He says, why would Nebraska's fan base be impatient? We're coming off our first winning season in 8 years. And according to local media, Nebraska will win 8-9 wins and be an outside contender for the playoff.
Why would we
be impatient?
Local
Wet Blanket.
Media.
Yeah. Is he talking to you directly, Steve?
I think so.
Seems like Wet Blanket's coming right at you.
Wet Blanket, did you say he's like a upstanding citizen somewhere?
He is a pillar of the community. One of the most respected citizens in the state.
We don't.
I was told. Yes,
but we don't know what city.
We're not
city.
Sure. No, we've never. We're not sure
it's
what
secret.
City. That's a secret.
God dang it.
I could probably delve into it. I really don't want to. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. I'm just going to let Wet Blanket be Wet Blanket.
Okay.
I don't want to know too much because I tell you, he has some good takes. He has some good takes.
WB was supposed to be at Ruhlman's and wasn't there.
That's true. He no-showed us. WB, will you be there at the next event, which is a different style of event? It's going to be
a preview
of the season and really of the game. Talking a lot about the opening game. I'm going to go in depth in some football stuff.
Ooh.
You can help us with the preview. Wet blanket.
Blanket could
bring up on the stage.
That'd be awesome.
Come on. Wet blanket, help us out. Give us some intel here.
It's a very valuable part of the show.
Well, this will make Wet Blanket's eyes roll a little bit, too, because I want to address something that Rocco Spindler said recently. This is all Wet Blanket territory here.
Blanket, please chime in.
Rocco Spindler last week said that the Nebraska offensive line has the potential to win the Joe Moore Award for the nation's best O-line. You might laugh. It's allowed. But also, he was on a team, Notre Dame, for 2 years where they were a finalist for that award. He saw good offensive line play. So if he's saying something, it has to mean something. Or is he just trying to uplift the fan base here? Say the right things when the media asks him questions.
We're in an odd time.
It's
sort of an odd, awkward time in Nebraska football where you don't. If you go too far down the road of praise, you get the wet blanket treatment. I think they're good up front. I don't know how good, but I think they're good. Now, are they Joe Moore War good? How would I know?
Well, Spindler is in it.
Yeah.
So I'd always value his opinion more than my opinion because he's in it. He's played at Notre Dame.
He's played
in a national championship game.
Yes.
And so he's been around it. He's seen it. Has a feel for it. So I have high value for his commentary.
Yeah, and I don't want to play total babe in the woods. They have some guys that are good. I mean, they.
It's also, correct me if I'm wrong, it's a very subjective award, correct?
I don't know that. You got to be. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how the Joe Moore Awards determine. How do you determine the best offensive line in the country? It's not just straight who's got the most yardage, which team has the most yardage, most points. I don't know.
These sacks allowed, maybe.
I think there's a lot that goes into it.
The one thing it'll be a team that it'll be one, good. Two, three, or four in the country. It will not be the. It won't be all of a sudden Boise State at 22 wins the Joe Moore Award. It won't be. It'll be when. And now, but I know what they look like also, because I said LSU won the Joe Moore Award the year we won the national championship. And Joe really didn't get touched. The yardage was ridiculous, and we had an incredible running back also. So things added up that way, and we won a lot of games. But the team that wins it, I'll tell you this right now, they have to be in the 11-1. 11-1, 10, maybe. Oof. they got to be that way. Yeah. They're going to have to be probably a conference champion. I mean, they really do. If you go back and look, who won it last year? Can you go back on the Joe Moore Award winners and pull those up, Jake?
I got it.
I think that will be a tell to let you know exactly where things are going. Because a 8-4 team is not winning the Joe Moore Award.
Probably not.
No chance. Doesn't matter even how good they are.
Probably not.
Doesn't happen.
I don't want to say no chance.
Okay. 2024, last year, Army won the Joe Moore Award.
Okay, then Army. I'm way off. Then I'm the right.
Because what was Army's
just
record?
Just got crushed on it.
What was Army's record?
Army last year was
11. Were they
12-2?
12-2.
12-2.
The numbers are add up, and they were conference champions.
But before,
I just thought it'd be more powerful. So I guess it's not off.
But before that, Washington, who was the runner up to Michigan in the championship
game, was
the Joe Moore. Then Michigan back to back years prior to that
national champs.
Got beaten in the championship. You know, got beat in the playoffs. Then got beat national championship. Yeah. Okay, Final Four and then the winner. Yeah,
Alabama 2020.
Yep.
As you mentioned, Bill, LSU 2019. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma 2018, mm-hmm. a good team.
Oh, they had an unbelievable offensive line that year.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. You don't need another hat. You need a personalized plan to regrow hair. Through Hims, you can access treatments that combine clinically proven minoxidil and finasteride to stop hair loss and regrow hair in just 3 to 6 months. No hidden fees. No surprise costs, just real personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Again, Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Notre Dame 2017, I think they're okay that year. See what they were. They were 10-3 that season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
it's doable.
And then Iowa 2016, and the award started in 2015 with Alabama. So it's not that old of an award.
2015 Iowa, what was that team?
2016 Iowa.
What was that team? Was that
their good year was 2015. They were 8-5 that year.
Yeah.
8-5.
That's a little shocking to me. Kind of surprised. I think it's changed from that time. I think you're gonna see a team that's gonna be, like I said, they didn't have the record, but Army, obviously, like I said, conference champion, and you know, rushed for a ridiculous amount of yards. But it'll have to be something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think anymore today's award, it will not be an 8-5 team.
Probably.
That won't happen.
I like them really. I really like the interior. You just got to see how those tackles hold up in pass protection, but.
They have a good group. They do meet. They do watch film. You'll have to have numbers. You'll have all the – and it'll come down to – now, the one thing it comes down to sometimes you might say, well, they're going to have probably their high – you look at on the line, there's probably several high draft picks. Well, that wouldn't have been true at Army.
No.
That wouldn't have been true. There wouldn't have been several high draft picks at Army. That wouldn't have been true. So a little bit of an outlier with it. So I don't know. Like I said, it's not an easy one. That award is way harder to pick than the Heisman. I mean, when the Heisman, like every year,
a group versus one player.
Right.
Yeah. Much harder to understand.
It's just, I'm glad he said it because it indicates confidence. And
yeah. I value it because I said he's there. I value
he
it
started
because of
23
that
games at Notre Dame.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were a finalist back to back years for the award. So he's seen good offensive line play.
Oh, it looks good. It looks good.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now.
464-5685.
A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe.
We did win yesterday.
You guys are 1-0. Today, we're getting closer and closer to fantasy football season.
Ooh.
Drafts starting up here soon for people. So
you're playing this year, Bill?
No.
You want to play some fantasy?
Never have. I have no idea what it is.
Should we get in the league?
Should we get in the league? You and me.
I'd like to see that league. Yeah. You guys would forget to change your lineups every week.
Oh. Yeah. I would. I'd be having guys that weren't even eligible. It wouldn't even be playing that week. I'd have them starting.
Maybe it'd be fun to do it. We could try it.
Yeah, I'm not doing
that. I'll go to Shields and get in a league, a fantasy.
Excuse me, I'm here for the league.
Change my life.
You have to specify. What do you mean? Today's topic is NFL wide receivers. What teams do these guys play for? Current day, not 1975,
Bill,
not 1984.
Well, how
current
much fun
day.
Would it have
Jamar
been?
Jamar Chase.
If you'd have went 1976 wide receiver, probably would have got
them. Get everyone.
Every one of them.
There's a chance we go that some point soon.
Paul
but not today. You know, today's NFL wide receivers. Call us at 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464. Can't talk. 464-5685. Call the takedown, Sip and Bill. In trivia, today's topic, NFL receivers. You guys feel okay about this?
I do.
I don't.
Current day?
I don't.
You always surprise yourself, so you'll be fine.
Shot.
Who's on the line?
We have Mike. Mike, how do you feel about today's NFL wide receivers?
Not very good.
Is he not very good?
Not very good.
Hopefully. Thank you.
Okay, Mike.
Not very good.
First question goes to you, Mike. Bill is a lifeline for one question for Sip.
Get ready.
Mike, what team does Drake London play for?
I have heard of the name.
For Mike. You say Clemson?
He's thinking.
Okay.
Cardinals or Falcons?
Okay, which one?
Falcons?
Falcons.
Brilliant!
Okay. He threw out two guesses. Cardinals or I thought he said Clemson off the bat. I thought I heard him say Clemson.
Falcons. He got that right. I would not have got that.
That's correct. 1-0 lead.
Okay, not good.
For Mike, Sip, first question. What team does DJ Moore play for?
Ooh, DJ Moore.
I have an educated guess.
I'd prefer that you try it.
The Bears?
Brilliant! Job. Never would have got
educated
it.
Is correct. Bears.
And I'm going to tell you something. We needed that. See, you always surprise yourself. DJ Moore, good job.
Back to Mike for the lead. What team does Nico Collins play for?
Also, at least I've heard the name.
Nico Collins.
I got the flash.
I think I do know
him. I'm sorry?
Nico?
Yeah, Nico. 5 seconds. Five.
Yes.
Four. Three.
Two.
Two. What?
Broncos.
Okay.
It's a legit
not
game.
The Broncos. Do you know this one, Sip, or not?
Nico Collins? I don't know it.
That'd be the Houston Texans.
Okay, I didn't have it.
This is for the win.
For the win.
Bill cannot help you.
I'm
He's
out,
help
Steve.
You.
One I'm
and
out.
I know. We're 1-0. We got to get to 2-0.
Last question. What team does Brian Thomas Jr. play for?
We're in business. Saints.
You were thinking about Michael Thomas from years ago, not Michael Thomas. Do you want that, Mike? You want to go the tiebreaker?
Is he Jacksonville?
Brilliant!
He went for the steal, and he got it right. The Jags is correct. So
that hurts. That sucks.
Yeah.
Bill, that's a bad loss.
Bill got the helped you out.
You did. Thank you.
Get the
Thank
win.
You very much.
Congrats,
I didn't
Mike.
Know Thomas. I mean,
we'll get your bagels, Mike.
Jacksonville?
Mike win today.
I wouldn't have had it either.
Jacksonville?
He's a first-round pick.
Oh, what?
Last year.
Said that was disdain.
He had a really good great. Rookie year, over 1,000 yards. He's seen as like the top
We're getting talked
sixth
down
or seventh
to
receiver
he
in the league.
He's talking down to
I'm
us.
Just, I'm just giving You're stats
talking down
on
to
him.
Us,
giving stats on him.
You're talking down.
I was giving stats on Brian Thomas.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be a top 10 receiver in the league this year.
Okay, we get it. He's Lynn Swan.
Yes.
And we should have known.
Wide receiver one.
Essentially. This is for Bill. Tiebreaker. How many touchdowns does Ja'Marr Chase have through 4 seasons
Ooh.
In the NFL?
You can get this on the nose.
36.
Over, under, 36.
Ooh, I'm going to say, I think he's in the 40s. 42.
46. He had 17 last year.
Jeez.
17 touchdowns last
Jeez.
Season.
Jeez.
46.
Wow. Think about that number.
Woo! He's averaging 11 and a half touchdowns a year. Not bad. Not bad.
No, that's really good. That's really good. Well, it's nice to see Farley here.
Yes.
Farley, we took an L, though. We took an L.
Oh, darn.
I don't know what he just said, but we took an L.
Can we get back to the 70s on some stuff, Jake?
We might go back to there. Yeah, nice. We might go back there. Receivers of the 70s.
We'd get them all.
Yeah, we might do
Ellie,
that.
Do not yawn during our show.
Ellie.
Be better.
Ellie. Be better.
Be better.
I'm going to tell Bella.
Hour three is next on Early Break from the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.